Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome to the Daily Doctor's Kitchen with me, your host, Dr. Rupi. I'm a medical doctor and cookbook author, and the Daily Doctor's Kitchen is a series of bite-sized nuggets of information all to do with food, nutritional medicine, and healthy living taken from my main podcast, the Doctor's Kitchen Podcast. And if you want to learn how to eat well every day, check out my free recipes, books, newsletter, and download the app at thedoctorskitchen.com. What's particularly interesting to me is that when I first come across music, when people first come across music, they initially think it's a humanities subject rather than something that actually has medical rigor and actually can manifest as one of the, not curative, not something that can, you know, reverse thing, anything, but one of the many tools in our suite of lifestyle interventions that can lead to better clinical outcomes. And that for me is fascinating to dive into how on earth this is possible and if there are innate mechanisms that we are tapping into with the shared enjoyment of music that, you know, perhaps can be used in a therapeutic manner going forward.
Yeah, I think absolutely. I mean, one of the interesting things that's happened is an interesting little thing of history. Our ancestors believed fervently in music medicine. You know, so-called primitive societies, and actually also the first civilized societies believed. I mean, you know, the great, you know, Arab scientists believed in music therapy. You know, Al-Farabi, you know, Ibn Sina, you know, the founders of medicine believed in music therapy. Ibn Sina knew that music could change the heart rate. I mean, basic things that are quite important. You know, because actually changing heart is easy if you get somebody moving around. What if somebody's sitting down? How do you change their heart rate? Well, with music. What if they're lying in a bed with music? He discovered that. There was this long development. And in Europe too, right the way up to the 16th, 17th century, there was a music medicine development. And there was a wonderful doctor called Robert Flood, who was also a composer, you know, who invented, by the way, the thermometer and various other things. He was quite a brilliant guy. But he, you know, was thrown out of the Royal Society because he had, among other things, proposed music medicine. Because the kind of Cartesian revolution had begun. And so the proofs weren't there. The observations were, but not, you know, but not in the form as to be able to establish that the sort of proof that the early Cartesians wanted. Also, he happened to be a Rosicrucian as well, which didn't help. So he was, and Mersenne called him a heretic, and even, you know, he really got the whole European scientific establishment kicked him out. But actually, that was a moment when, you know, music medicine was kicked out of science, and it came back slowly in the 20th century, partly through people realizing in the Second World War that music therapy was helping veterans quite a lot. But then that science suddenly got there. We got through, you know, brain imaging, through decent endocrinological research methods, you know, spectral analysis, all sorts of things that made us better at seeing what's going on inside the body, all showed up. My God, that music is changing. This looks totally different after the music. And so we started getting the evidence that Robert Flood, apart from his Rosicrucianism, was right, that Ibn Sina was right, you know, that actually there are some fundamental things about music. I think human beings created music to heal themselves, not heal themselves, to help themselves. Music doesn't heal. It can help with symptoms. It can make life a bit easier in various ways. It doesn't heal. You don't reverse things. We can be quite spectacular sometimes. I mean, for example, with Parkinson's, which stuff I did with Michael Swallow, that is pure Lazarus pick up your bed stuff. You know, yeah. We can have people in phases of Parkinson's shuffling into a room, and with music, we can get them running and dancing. I mean, you have to see it to believe it. So there are some things that look like healing, but they're not. they are helping people with symptoms.
I hope you enjoyed today's Daily Doctor's Kitchen. The Doctor's Kitchen podcast is where I discuss multiple topics around nutritional medicine and well-being with experts and researchers from around the globe. And you can find me on social media at doctors_kitchen. Sign up for free recipes every single week at thedoctorskitchen.com. And don't forget to download the app. I'm Dr. Rupi. Have a beautiful day.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.